This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In a major surprise to economists, there has been a dramatic pickup in U.S. job numbers. The Labor Department says 2.5 million jobs were added in May, with unemployment dropping to 13.3%. This in the face of the economic damage done by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. markets are on a breathtaking surge on the news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at this hour is up almost 1,000 points. U.S. President Donald Trump was quick to attribute the numbers to his economic leadership. Spurred by the U.S. report, markets in Germany and France have tacked on strong gains today. Germany over 2%, France 3%. Another factor was the announcement by the European Central Bank that it was adding 600 billion euros to its pandemic emergency bond repurchase program. No such optimistic news on the coronavirus pandemic. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide is rising towards 6.7 million, with almost 392,000 deaths. The situation in Brazil remains desperate, with its largest 24-hour increases in coronavirus fatalities, more than 1,000 a night. For the second straight day, the health ministry delayed release of the data until after the country's widely watched evening news program. Brazil has lost more than 34,000 lives to COVID-19. Here in the U.S., infections are approaching 1.9 million, with deaths topping 108,000. The numbers are from Johns Hopkins University. President Trump is traveling to the state of Maine, and the governor there is warning him to guard against what Democrat Janet Mills calls Mr. Trump's divisive words since the killing of George Floyd and the demonstrations they sparked. Floyd was the unarmed African-American who died when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck as the 46-year-old man lay pinned down and helpless in the street. The president has urged governors, as he puts it, to dominate demonstrators. He's also threatened to send regular army troops into the streets. Mr. Trump is taking a lot of criticism for this week's use of federal forces to clear a street of nonviolent protesters near the White House so that Mr. Trump could pose for photos holding up a Bible.